One, two, three. Good morning, Tucson. Happy birthday to you. 244 candles to blow out. No, 244 years of Tucson's birthday. And thank you for joining us for this special day, our birthday show here on the Creative City Show. With me, your host, Zach Yensers. Every day, Monday through Friday, we share the stories and strategies of the people and ideas shaping Tucson's future. And along the way, we envision, we debate, we discuss the issues and themes critical towards getting us to that future. And if you missed our first hour or you only caught a piece of it, don't listen to it on the podcast hungry, because you will get hungry. We all got hungry. And I'm jealous of Janos and Mary and Laura. They get to go eat tacos somewhere, and I have to continue to savor the idea of Sonoran Restaurant Week from September 6th through September 15th. 30-plus restaurants around town that are offering incredibly special deals to highlight the Sonoran and Tucson food culture, and it benefits the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. So that was a great hour. Really fun to talk about two things that Tucson is good at. We're great at our food, and we're great at caring for people. And that theme continues here on hour two. Before I introduce what we're going to talk about here right off the bat, I want you to be thinking about for the next 15 minutes the reasons why you love where you live. Right? We talk about a lot of hard-hitting issues. We put our coach hat on here on the show. We're excited about our city, but we're not blind to some of the things we need to talk about and to tackle, and we do that here on the show. But it's Tucson's birthday day, 244 years. I want to hear from you why you love where you live. And that's appropriate because our Tuesday Liveline sponsor is Why I Love Where I Live, a social media movement and a physical location on the west side of Tucson at the MSA Annex. And you have an opportunity to win merchandise and dollars to that location, to that store, by calling in and sharing why you love where you live. What about Tucson is a special place? What do you love about living in this city? And the fourth caller in each segment is going to win merchandise merchandise or dollars. 790-2040 is the number to get ready. We'll kick that off in a few minutes, but I want to know what you love about Tucson, the show Tucson, some birthday love. Speaking about caring for our community, I'm excited to talk about Law Matters' presentation of the first of a Sunday brunch lecture series featuring Eric Bauer to talk about sex trafficking, the lawsuit against Backpage, and the FBI takedown that followed. Such a key issue, a difficult one to talk about, and we have some great people tackling it in our city. Let's meet our guests in studio. We'll start with Adriana, introduce our guest, and go from there.
Okay, so hi, everyone. Okay, so this is Sherry. Sherry is the president of Law Matters, and she has a weekend show here on the weekend. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, good morning. Do I get to call in to be the fourth caller?
You can give it your best shot.
Just thought I'd ask. Okay, actually, the president of Law Matters is Annette, and I'm the executive director.
Executive director, sorry.
And no worries. You gave me a promotion. I have to join. Yeah, we do a show every Saturday morning.
Yes.
And we tackle a lot of legal questions. And it's a live show just like yours. People can call in and get answers. And we invite all the different law enforcement agencies on. Sometimes we'll have a nonprofit on. And we just want people to know what's going on, especially in the legal field. If there's a question that people have, they want an answer to, they can send an email to us, and we'll do our best to get an answer for them.
So I do want to let all of you know, if you know anyone who is in law enforcement, Border Patrol, Sheriff's Department, even firefighters, first responders, this is a great show for families to listen to. You get so much information on this show. And one of the things that we're very proud to say is, Sherry, if you'll share the FBI part that we were just given.
Oh, we are the only source in Southern Arizona for FBI news updates. You can go to our website. We'll announce it on the show, but you can go to our website and there'll be weekly updates about what's going on with the FBI.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's amazing.
That is a very big thing to have the FBI be putting out this all this information to Southern Arizona. We are a border state. There's lots of issues that are happening right now in our border that, you know, information will start coming out. Sherry, you schedule so many people that deal with different things, not just the border issues, but local issues here in town, in the county, and the state.
There's so many ways that we could begin this conversation. We're talking about this first of a Sunday brunch lecture series, but give us a little bit of what we're dealing with here in Southern Arizona. If you have any kind of numbers or anything handy of when we talk about sex trafficking, what is the depth of what we're dealing with here?
Well, I've been told that we are number two in the nation for sex trafficking. I mean, people are just being snatched right off the street. People are coming across the border and being told that, you know, we'll give you safe passages to get you across the border. And then they find out they're being sex trafficked to pay them back for their services, so to speak. There's so many different issues regarding sex trafficking. And a lot of it's just happening right under our nose. And parents need to be aware of their kids. Just because they live at home doesn't mean they're not being sex trafficked. The U of A students, I would every RA at U of A to be at this presentation on the 6th of September, because there are so many red flags. But if you don't know what those red flags are, you don't know what you don't know. And you could be put in a position where you can help somebody get out of a really bad situation. But if you don't know what you're looking at, you're not there to help because you don't understand the situation.
Right. Is there an example that you are at liberty to share? Or if not, is there a way that parents listening can contact you to privately find out what some of those signs are? What's the best way to inform our audience today?
Well, sorry.
Go ahead. So there's an organization, a national organization, it's actually international also, that's called Shared Hope. And they give out a report card for every state. So back when I first started, I've worked with elected officials here in town. Back then we brought Shared Hope here to give a press conference downtown. And back in 2012, our report card for sex trafficking here in Arizona, in the state of Arizona, was the final score was a 74. And there's different things that they, how they get to that number. It was a 74. And that gave us a C, you know, for the state. So go back now, that's going back to 2012. So now for 2018, the report card has come out and we're now at 83. So we've moved up to B. Now there's a lot of things that have been done at the state level that has given us that. Cindy McCain is one of them who is dealing with sex trafficking, has taken that on before the Super Bowl was up in Phoenix. She's taken that, Senator McSally, when she was in Congress, she took that on. Allie Miller here in the county has taken that on, past initiatives. TUSD, Michael Hicks took that on. He did that also. So in school at TUSD, they do allow organizations to come in and talk about human sex trafficking. One of the things that Sherry has, she has a lady who actually contacted her from out of the state.
Alabama,
and I'll let Sherry tell you, but this is one of the reasons why it was so important to get this into TUSD, because a lot of the trafficking happens with family members. Mm. So Sherry, if you'll share that story with us.
Yeah, I had a young lady call me from Alabama, had listened to the show, and she said, I'm just compelled to call you and tell you what happened to me. My mother sex trafficked me when, you know, she was a teenager, and it took her years and years and years, and is still dealing with overcoming this type of treatment and behavior. I mean, your self-esteem, your self-worth, your innocence, it's all gone. And she wrote a book, and I'm sorry I don't have the book with me, but she wrote a book about it, and she talked for like an hour and explained what was going on and everything. And I told her that one of these days we're going to have her on the show to talk about her experience. But it's so true that, you know, a lot of times this happens within a family, And I asked her, I said, is your mom on drugs? She said, no, she loved money. And she knew she could get a lot of money by sex trafficking me. And she went out and spent a lot of money.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow.
Greed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this issue hits close to home in more ways than one.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And so when we talk about, you know, this is a mom doing this to her child, and who do you think you would trust the most is your own parent. So then you have these parents who don't really pay attention to their kids. And then you have the people who are out for those type of people who are like left alone, not taken care of, low self-esteem.
Runaways.
Yeah, runaways. And then
very vulnerable.
Yes, and a lot of the times you look at these kids and they're the easy target. And you stop to think, okay, so there's the point of being trafficked and you're out homeless, you know, you need money, blah, blah, blah. You get into that. Then there's also when Sherry says it's happening right under our noses, there's kids who are trafficking other kids within our school system, within college campuses. And some of these people, some of these don't realize that they're being trapped because it's money. Some of them, okay, I need a little bit of money. I can do this. And, you know, it has been glorified so much. Oh, you know, do this and, you know, you're going to get some money and, you know.
When kids start coming home and they've got things that they can't afford, like they've got a new bracelet or they've got a new purse or, you know, their nails are done, shoes, anything. Mm-hmm. And the parents are like, where'd you get that? Knowing they don't have the money for that, that's a red flag. You need to start checking out their social media, check out their phones, see who they're talking to.
Interesting.
Because, you know, they could be very well in a situation that they're ashamed or too embarrassed to tell their parents they got into or seek help because something dastardly is going to happen if you reach out to get help from somebody. But do it anyway. Seek help.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in this situation.
That's a great tip. I know we were kind of trying to figure out if we could share something that mm-hmm. if you're a parent listening or you're a grandparent listening, and what are maybe some signs that you need to dig a little bit and
if somebody says, I'm going to go stay for the weekend at my girlfriend's house or a friend's house, check and make sure that's where they are.
Wow.
They could be being solicited on another website. They took down Backpage. FBI took it down. But that doesn't mean these people aren't working other avenues to continue with their sex trafficking. There's a lot of money involved and they're not going to stop.
And for parents, there's a lot of apps now where you can kind of mirror it on your phone what your kids are going through. And if there's like a directory, I guess, that if it pops up, it'll pop. If they're in a zone that they shouldn't be in, it'll pop up and it'll alert you. And some of those are those places where this is happening. You know, you get them mm-hmm. in. Now, there's also when some of these kids get into this and, you know, by choice because they want new shoes and it's like, I can do that. It's no big deal. They don't have fully developed brains. Their mind right now is I can do this. I can get money. But in the long term, the long term effect will always be there. It'll affect their relationships, you know, as they grow up. They sometimes want to get out, but they're at a point where now they're being threatened. I know your family. I know where you go to school. Your brother and sister go to school. I know where your parents work. And so it's a very scary feeling. And
you want to emphasize there's a difference between somebody choosing to be a prostitute and somebody being sex trafficked against their will.
One is choice and
one is, choice
one is not
is
choice.
Not choice.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But this the same thing is how can a person with a mind that's fully not developed to say, yeah, I want to do this? Not understanding all the consequences it. Because there's several consequences to their bodies.
Right.
Okay. Because you know there's certain, you know, to not get pregnant. And there's, I mean, you can go like in a whole deep dive of how
right.
the mind, the body of these young people at an early age.
Right.
And one of the things that there is a big difference is that we're trying to have law enforcement understand the difference between prostitution and sex trafficking. Because what was happening is a lot of these girls were finally, the law enforcement was their savior. Yes, I'm locked up, but now what do I do? I tell them I'm being trafficked. Or before it's like, oh no, you're just being prostituted. You're a prostitute, it's by choice. It's not. When they're feeling threatened.
If they have a John that's, you know,
over them and they know.
Yeah,
and
that's like a different story.
If you get caught and if you get picked up by the cops or somebody busts you, you know, don't tell. There's consequences if you tell. So law enforcement has been going through this whole transition of learning the ones that are being trafficked and right. The ones that are actual prostitutes. Because some of them are, most of these traffickers pick the minors, and there's different, years in jail, different penalties when it comes to dealing with kids who are being trafficked and their age. There's like under 15, under a certain age, the consequences are, I mean, it's all bad.
We're with Adriana and Sherry talking about just this really difficult issue of sex trafficking in Arizona and in our region. We've gotten a little better over the years. Sherry hosts a show on this station called Law Matters, and you will be presenting on Sunday, September 8th, the first of a lecture series. I would imagine that you really put this together and have designed it as an opportunity for people to come and find out more about what this is and what it looks like and some of the details and how to be a part of opposing it. Tell me about this first brunch and why you brought Eric Bauer in to speak about it.
Well, Eric Bauer was featured in the documentary I Am Jane Doe, and I watched it. My friend in the police department said, you need to watch this documentary. So I watched it. It made me mad, and I immediately watched it again and took notes. I ended up calling Eric and told him I was pretty mad. And he said, good, so am I. And we started working together on educating the public. I've worked closely with Jennifer Crawford from TPD. We've done shows, we've done private classes. And I was talking to Eric a couple of months ago, and he said, why don't we put together a lecture and offer attorneys, CLE, students, continuing ed, law enforcement, Arizona post-credit, and explain what's been going on, what he's been doing, some of the things that have worked in the court of law and some things that haven't. I mean, you don't want to reinvent the wheel. If you've got a case, learn from his experience. He's established case law on this subject. And let's see if we can, you know, help people out in this area on a grander scale than a small classroom with a few people in it, which right. is what we do too. And so he's coming in on the 8th of September, and it'll be at Westward Look Hotel in from 11 to 2. And I hope everybody's there. Every parent, every coach, everybody who knows a child, and it's not just little girls, it's little boys get sex trafficked too. And learn what the red flags are. Learn what you can do. If you're going to take somebody to court because, you know, your civil rights have been violated, which this is huge, you need to know how to approach it and not just stumble through it. And he's done all the groundwork. Let's learn from him and clean up Arizona. Mm-hmm. Let's make it better, a safer place. Because this is horrific.
It is. Is there a cost for the event? And if there is, what does it go to? What do people get?
It's $75 a person. You get a plated lunch or breakfast. I guess it's a breakfast. And there's going to be obviously a lecture. You're going to learn about what's going on. There'll be a mimosa.
Yes.
some kind of a bar open for drinks, if you know you want to.
Bloody Mary and mimosa.
There you go. And it'll be at the Westward Look Hotel, the resort. And I just feel everybody should be there. Everybody should want to protect our citizens, our kids.
Maybe to kind of piggyback on that, Adriana, who do you think are the people that really should be at this event? Who we've heard parents, we've heard law enforcement, really who do you want to see at this event?
I think one of the most important people to have is people who are around kids. So I think teachers are definitely people that we want to have there. We've reached out to, yesterday I went and hand delivered this to some hotels, and a lot of hotels were very open, and a lot of hotels have taken this on, training their staff, having, you know, annual training.
Be alert on what's going on.
And the airlines, which airline? Yeah, wow. There's one of the airlines that, you know the story, you tell it.
There was a stewardess, and I'm not sure which airlines, it might have been American Airlines, that just had a gut feeling. She was watching this young lady, little girl, and this older man traveling, and she just observing what was going on and just felt this isn't right, called the sheriff, and sure enough, the girl's being kidnapped to be sex trafficked someplace else.
Incredible. This is happening in commonly traveled, high traffic, trafficking is happening in high traffic areas. And a lot
under
of people,
our noses.
Yeah, under our noses. A lot of people don't know that it's happening. So if you're in the hotel industry, airline industry, you're an educator,
a teacher, yes.
You're a parent, you're in law enforcement, this is an event presented by Law Matters.
And it's open to the public.
Here, open to the public, that you need to go to. And it's an attorney from Tacoma, Washington. I believe he was a part of taking down Backpage, right?
Yes, he was.
So this is real life experience.
It was huge.
And so a really high quality speaker. We have about a minute or two left of this segment. As we close here, where can people go to get tickets? What's the next step?
Go to lawmatters1030.org. That's our website, and you'll find all kinds of information on our website, but you can buy tickets there. At the very top, it says tickets. So you can buy tickets there, and if you can't make it, there's another button on there that says donations. We are a 501c3, and if you can help us stay on the air and help people out and continue to educate the Southern Arizona, we'd appreciate it.
And our radio signal goes very north in the region, very south in the region. So if someone listening isn't directly in Tucson but wants to come in, there's also special event hotel room pricing and ways that we can house our listeners who aren't here directly in Tucson. Adriana, can you talk about that logistic real quick?
Yes. Yeah, so I just want to say real quick that I want to let you know that this is the second highest money-making industry in the world. First is dealing with arms and weapons. And the next thing is human trafficking, human sex trafficking. So this is a something that we really need to take on as a country ourselves and then internationally. So yeah, so if any of the surrounding people in the community in the state in Southern Arizona, we'd like to see elected officials there because
they've been invited.
Yeah, we'd love to see them there. We want to see that they're taking this on. I mean, we've moved from a C to a B, but let's get to an A.
Yes.
And make people aware of the issues. So with Law Matters, like I said, listen on Saturdays. You will get information that you are not getting anywhere else.
The FBI certainly thinks so, right?
Yes, and they, you know, we have that privilege of having them give us information. And Sherry has been doing the show, and there's podcasts on there too. There's different subjects, you know, that she has talked about that you can go back and listen. Some of those might be important to you. So tuning in on the weekend and listening to what's happening in your community is in regards to safety, awareness, the laws, different issues that are happening throughout the year, throughout our
city.
And it
gives you the opportunity to speak to people you normally wouldn't be speaking with.
Right.
People you don't usually meet on an everyday basis. So, you know, you call in and talk to them. They like to hear from you too. They would rather you get your information from them, the horse's mouth, than a sound bite that a story is wrapped around on a newscast.
Absolutely.
So,
Adriana, I know, has deep experience on this issue. Sherry as well, and your show. Thank you for what you do to bring these issues to light. Thank you for putting this event on. This is not a small event.
No, it's not.
So thank you for your time on it. Thank you for your effort. And I really hope our Tucson community comes around it on Sunday, September 8th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. $75 a person. Law Matters. The number's 1030.org. org. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Zach.
Tucson, when we come back, we're going to spend the second half of the hour in 2 15-minute segments talking about why we love where we live to celebrate Tucson's 244th birthday today. And stay tuned, because after the break, I'll tell you how you can win merchandise and dollars for the Why I Love Where I Live store on the west side of Tucson. They are our Liveline sponsors on Tuesdays. So get ready to call the Why I Love Where I Live Liveline on 790-2040. 790-2040. We'll be right back, Tucson, to celebrate Tucson on its birthday. Happy birthday. Come on right back. Tucson, happy birthday to you. Welcome to this Tuesday. Welcome back to this Tuesday edition of our show as we are celebrating Tucson's 244th birthday. Our Tuesday live line is sponsored, as it is, by Why I Love Where I Live. Call in on that live line, 790-2040, and tell us this segment and next what you love about Tucson and why you love it. If you are the fourth caller in each segment, you will receive either money or merchandise to or from Why I Love Where I Live. We have a $25 gift card and some merchandise for you. We're going to give one of those away in each segment to the fourth caller in. And that begins now. 790-2040. Our great board operator and producer of this show, John, is going to keep track and tell us what you love about Tucson. That's part of the deal. And if you're the fourth caller to do that, you will win one of those two prizes, birthday gifts to you from Tucson. Let's go to our first caller. I think it's Brian on line two. Brian, why do you love Tucson?
Hi, yes. One of the reasons I love Tucson is the fact that we have such an amazing eclectic variety of food. Everything from just, you know, every portion of Mexico and Central and South America you can find to, you know, amazing bakeries. I mean, I'm always just pleasantly surprised as I'll be driving somewhere and turn a corner and, you know, lo and behold, there'll be a brand new, you know, amazing restaurant or a something that caters. I have a small child who has issues with like gluten and dairy. So there is amazing restaurants across the board for, you know, whatever your flavor may be. And there's just amazing catering to, you know, even to, you know, those who are a little bit less able to digest certain products, which is really, really, really nice.
I really appreciate this call. We spent, you know, the first hour of today's show talking about Sonoran Restaurant Week and how it's combining both our food and how we care for our community. This is a bit of a different angle on that, which I appreciate. Is there a restaurant that you'd like to shout out, Brian, that you find serves some of your special dietary needs well?
Well, there's there seems to be more and more of the restaurants are adding certain things into it that are, you know, either gluten-free, like, you know, Blue Willow, but the Gourmet Girls gluten-free bakery and bistro is amazing. I was there for Arizona Technology Council meeting there for lunch and learn, and I had no idea the restaurant was there, which is one of the beautiful things about Tucson is there's these gems hidden all over the city that if you just take the time to just drive somewhere to a different part of town, you'll come across and be blown away. But I was there for a lunch, and it was amazing. Since then, I've brought my daughter there multiple times, and we've enjoyed all the stuff, everything from breads to, you know, baked goods to, you know, your just amazing, amazing lunches and meals. So yeah, that would probably be one of my favorites.
Super. Brian, I really appreciate you calling in. As we tally who called in and when, I know John is tracking your number. We'll give you a call if you won one of those prizes. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. 790-2040 is your Why I Love Where I Live Liveline. We're giving away a $25 gift card and merchandise from Why I Love Where I Live, a social media movement and physical location on the west side of Tucson that is celebrating everyday Tucson and encouraging us to explore and discover where we live. If you are the fourth caller to call in and stay on and say briefly or in length, however you want to do it, what you love about Tucson, we're tallying who calls in and when, and you may win that $25 gift card or the merchandise that we have to offer. 790-2040, 790-2040. Give us a call in, and you might be one of our lucky winners. I love so many things about Tucson. As you know, if you listen to this show, we talk a lot about gaps and opportunities in the city. And one of the things that I've said and I've written about it a lot that I love is I really think Tucson is a skilled intergenerational community. I've mentioned that briefly on the show, but what I mean is I am where I am because of some really great older mentors who took the time to either invest financially into me or to support or sponsor me or just to give of their network and their time. I think there's physical capital, if you will. There's human capital, social capital. There's different ways that you can invest in a younger person. And however old you are, or young, for that matter, there's always someone younger than you. And so if you are in your mid-30s, you are older to someone in their 20s. You know, so there's not a bracket or a line of demarcation, if you will, where suddenly you're no longer young. There's always someone younger than you and someone older than you, for that matter. And I've always appreciated in Tucson that people really seem to want to reach back and help a younger generation. That's at least been my story. I know it's impossible for that to be 100% of young professionals' story in Tucson, but I've written about it, like I said, and talk about it on the radio. I really think that Tucson is good at reaching back and helping the next generation. Another theme that I love, 790-2040, your opportunity to call in. If you are the fourth caller, as we're going through two segments of celebrating Tucson's birthday, if you think it's cheesy, good. It's Tucson's 244th birthday. It's time to be cheesy, and we're doing it by celebrating what we love about Tucson. So join in the fun, 790-2040. We're taking your calls and giving away free prizes. If you're the fourth caller in this segment, you get that prize. Dollars and merchandise for the Why I Love Where I Live store here in Tucson. They're our sponsor of our live line on our Tuesday shows. And speaking of which, I love the local and independent businesses and restaurants. We talked about it in the first hour. If you didn't hear when I mentioned some of the statistics, there are 63% of our restaurants in Tucson are locally owned and independent. The national average is in the 40%. And so we are flipped from most communities in that we are locally owned and independent restaurant driven. 14% of our Tucsonan employment, I'm sure there's a better way to put that, but 14% of Tucsonans are employed by restaurants. So this is not a small component of what makes Tucson Tucson. It is our local restaurant and local company scene. Whether it's the restaurants that are part of Sonoran Restaurant Week or my friends over at Why I Love Where I Live, these local shops and local stores are so important to what Tucson is. You know, a great example, for example, is over at the Mercado and the Mercado Annex, right? These are recent developments in Tucson, relatively on our west side, for example, and they are all small and local businesses. They're almost an incubator, if you will. I look at, for example, Sace Mexican food there. Seis Tacos on the west side over at the Mercado. And they started out as a food truck. And then they got their first location, and now they have a second location up on River. And so I just love, as Tucson continues to develop and grow, I am seeing, and I hope to continue seeing, a support and an investment into our local economy. It's not the only piece of the economy we want to focus on or need to focus on, but it is a huge piece. And I love the local entrepreneurs and artists and innovators and folks who are putting their big idea on the ground in Tucson. One last thing before we head out and take your call, 790-2040. We have some free money for you and merchandise to the Why I Love Where I Live store here in Tucson. If you are the fourth caller, you get to have it. So give us a call and tell us what you love about Tucson. We're celebrating Tucson's birthday today here on the program. I really love the opportunity to get to have these community conversations. Tucson is, and sometimes it has its downsides, but not often. But Tucson is really good at community. I love the story that one of our callers actually on this program, Gloria, said she made a reservation at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails and asked to be able to see Chef Janos come by and say hello to their guests and be a part of it. And Tucson is really people and community oriented. No matter what you feel about the city or how long you've been here or what the highs and lows have been, there are few people that I know that would say that Tucson is not good at the local family and community feel of our city. And I would definitely agree. Tucson is just a special place where you do feel at home, and I love that about our community. So that's our first segment of our special Happy Birthday Tucson show here in the 11 o'clock hour. We have one more segment where you can celebrate Tucson. Tell us why you love where you live. If you are the lucky number four caller, you'll get money or merchandise from Why I Love Where I Live here in Tucson. So get on those phones, 790-2040, and call in on our live line and tell us why you love living in Tucson and get some free stuff. It's our birthday show here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We'll be right back on the Creative City Show in just a minute. Tucson, happy birthday to you. Welcome to this 244th birthday edition show here on the Creative City Show. I'm your host, Zach Yenser, and we are winding up our day here on the program by talking about why we love where we live. Call in 790-2040. We have merchandise and dollars at the Why I Love Where I Live store in the MSA Annex on the west side of Tucson to give away to our callers. Give us a call in, 790-2040. Stay on the line. Tell us why you love where you live, and you'll be in the running for that free merchandise. We're giving it to our fourth caller here on the segment, so give us a call in. The one thing that I forgot that I wanted to mention as I'm giving you my list about why I love where I live is I wanted to go to a university that had a college scene, the college culture. University that I ended up going to didn't have it to the same degree as what I found here in Tucson. I love that there is such a college sports culture, an environment where we really support our local teams. I think about, for example, like ASU or Phoenix, and there's so much to do. There's so much going on. There's so many teams. There's so much happening that sometimes it's hard to really zone in and focus. I just really Just really appreciate that Tucson supports our local sports environment, and it's just a fun college culture to be a part of, I think. So I enjoy that. Let's go to our live line, our Why I Love Where I Live live line, and talk to Chris. Chris, thanks for calling in. What do you love about Tucson?
Hey, thanks, Zach. Really, what isn't there to love? The fact that you can engage with your local political leaders, the fact that you can engage with your local education leaders, you can engage with your local communication people, the thought leaders here in, you know, Tucson and Pima County. You know, you can pick up and call the radio stations, and everybody gets engaged. And it's not just, you know, the power people that get engaged. It's the everyday person that gets engaged here. So, and it happens every day. So, and the fact that regardless of what the mainstream political climate is that you see on television, you have people from all sides of the political spectrum that can actually come together, sit down over a cup of coffee at one of the great local restaurants that there are so many of, and really get out there and have these conversations that need to be had.
Yep. I love it, Chris. I'm on board with you. And I have good news for you.
Yes, sir.
You're caller number 4.
Thanks.
I love it. Which means that you win the $25 gift card. We had merch and dollars. You won the $25 gift card to Why I Love Where I Live. And before you sign off, if you can leave your email or phone with John, I will reach out shortly to tell you how to get it.
All right, appreciate it.
Chris, thanks for calling in and get that opportunity to call into a radio program and talk to people has served you well today. You are right. It's why you love where you live. And you get a Why I Love Where I Live gift card. Congratulations to you.
I appreciate it, Zach.
You got it. Take care. We are quickly running out of time. Let's do this. I still have a Why I Love Where I Live shirt to give away. Let's see the second caller from now. Give a call in. Let us know why you love why you love living in Tucson. If we get a second caller here before the hour is out, you get a Why I Love Where I Live t-shirt. Let's keep those calls coming. 790-2040 is your opportunity to get that. Again, congratulations to Chris. And I gotta tell you, we shop at Why I Love Where I Live a lot. It served us well in the holiday season. Welcome back gift to a student. There's so many ways that I think Chris is going to be able to use that gift card. So congratulations to you. John is keeping track. We still have a t-shirt to give away to our second caller here in this segment. I think we have time for that. So give us a call in. 790-2040. 790-2040. Let's go here. Best places to live, livability, another reason to love where we live. Tucson was ranked 6 out of the 10 best home-based cities for road trippers. Tucson is an awesome place to live, but it's also easy to get to places. Phoenix, the Tonto National Forest, Gila National Forest, the Coronado National Forest, and the Mission San Javier del Bac was listed as a best place to stop, on the way south out of Tucson. It's a national historic landmark and the oldest intact European structure in Arizona. Tucson, one of many, many, many reasons to love where you live is Tucson's a great place to get a lot of places close by that are really interesting to go to. Another on my list of why I love where I live. Why do you love living in Tucson? You are on the Creative City Show's birthday party show here as we wind down. We want to hear what you love about this place. We're going a little cheesy here just to celebrate the place that we call home. We've got time for hopefully one more winner. We already gave a $25 gift card away. We have a shirt to give away. We have some merchandise to give away from the Why I Love Where I Live store. So give us a call. Time is running out, 790-2040. And I've mentioned some of the things that I love. I love the sports culture here. I love the food here. I love the community here. In fact, our one winner of today's program got the gift card, mentioned that the ability to connect with people, whether it's on the radio, whether it's with elected officials, wherever you're able to connect with people, it's a lot easier here in Tucson. For being the 33rd largest city in the country, we are really accessible to each other. And I mentioned the intergenerational partnerships that I've really benefited from that have helped my career get going. The other thing I love about Tucson is its history. You know, I love being a part of the longest continuously farmed community in the country. There have been people here for 4,000 years farming the same land that Mission Gardens sits on over on the west side. There is just so much history and culture in Tucson. And you know what I also love? And I'll harken back to yesterday's program as well. I asked Louis Christensen to send me some of the interesting trivia that he mentioned. You know, Tucson has kind of a hidden story of innovation. You know, we got our electric streetcar before Chicago did. You know, Hotel Congress was, you know, designed for a specific purpose. We were the first municipally owned airport in the country. And just a really special culture that is worth loving. Time is running out, guys. 790-2040. Why do you love where you live? Tell us about it, and you might win a t-shirt, some merchandise from the Why I Love Where I Live store. You can also email me after the show and tell me what you love about Tucson at thecreativecityshow at gmail.com. I gave you some of my list. What is on, what did I not mention that is worth mentioning? As we wind down, again, thank you for this birthday show. The Bill Buckmaster program is coming up. Lisa Shipek is the head, I hope I said that right, of the environmental nonprofit group, the Watershed Management Group. Shelley Fishman joins us in studio. Dr. Robert Hendricks calls in, and then the show will close with Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson with a report on the Fox Tucson Theater Arts report, and that's coming at you at the 12 o'clock hour. Let's see, we have Roberta on our live line calling in to tell us why she loves Tucson. Roberta, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yes, one of the things I love about Tucson is that it has warm winters, because I'm from the north. And the first thing I did when I got here was find a KVOI. At that time, it was a Christian station, and it had a couple Christian-related programs where you could call in. And I actually started meeting people over from the radio station. It was great. I love the local programming all day. And it's the only station where I think I could meet people, and because I don't get out, because I came here because I have a chronic disease. And so that was really great for me. And even I'm still meeting people from the station. On Sunday, I had the privilege of meeting your producer, Bob Deal, and his wife and daughter. And that was very nice to meet them. They're such nice people. And there's all such nice people on the station. And I appreciate the email that you sent me. It's probably the only station which someone would email me. Mm-hmm. And I'm surrounded by health food stores and natural health practitioners, which I didn't have back in the north. And it's met my needs.
Roberta, thank you for calling in. Those are two great reasons. And I have good news for you. You are the winner of the Why I Love Where I Live shirt. We said the second caller would win. You're that second caller. Make sure John gets your information. I'll reach out to you and let you know where to pick that up. Tucson, happy birthday to you. Stick around for the Bill Buckmaster Show. I will see you tomorrow at 10 for more about Tucson, a place where we talk about the stories and strategies of people shaping Tucson's future. See you tomorrow.